could twist the sinews of thy heart. And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp? Then its deadly terrors clasp. When the stars throw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? snow. Arise from the graves and aspire. Where my son fly wishes to to see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand. And every morn some to misery are born. Every morn and every night some are born to sweet delight. Born in a night, to perish in a night, when the soul slept in beams of light, God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell.
Baritone Kevin McMillan and pianist John Greer performed the deeply intense song cycle composed by Benjamin Britten in 1965 and titled Songs and Proverbs of William Blake, published as Britten's Opus 74. The second bit of Britten on Kevin McMillan's 1989 CD of English Song are selections of English folk songs that Britten had arranged and published in some five volumes of folk song settings that he had compiled. Always a concert favorite, James McMillan and Kevin Greer perform five of Britten's most famous: The Sally Gardens, The Plowboy, Come You Not From Newcastle, The Ash Grove, and The Brisk Young Widow.
Flaxen-headed cowboy, as simple as may be, and next to Mary Plowboy, I whistled all the lee. But now a saucy footman, I strut in worsted lace, and soon I'll be a butler, and weigh my jolly face. When steward I'm promoted, I'll slip the tradesman's bill, my master's coffers empty, my pockets for to fill. When lolling in my chariot, so great a man I'll be, so great a man, so great a man, so great a man I'll be. You'll forget the little plowboy who whistled o'er the lea, forget the little plowboy who whistled o'er the lea. I'll buy votes at elections, and when I've made the pelf, I'll stand before the parliament, and then vote in myself. Whatever's good for me, sir, I never will oppose. When all my eyes are sold off, why then I'll sell my nose. I'll joke, harangue, and paragraph with speeches charm the ear, and when I'm tired on my legs, then I sit down a peer. In court or city honour, so great a man I'll be, so great a man, so great a man, so great a man I'll be. You'll forget the little plowboy who whistled o'er the lea, you'll forget the little plowboy who whistled o'er the lea. Come you not from Newcastle, come you not there away. Oh, met you not my true love riding on a bonny bay? Why should I not love my love? Why should not my love love me? Why should I not speed after, since love to all is free? Come you not from Newcastle, come you not there away. Oh, met ye not my true love, riding on a bonny bay? Why should I not love my love? Why should not my love love me? Why should I not speed after, since love to all is free? Chester town there lived a brisk young widow. For beauty and fine clothes none could excel her. She was proper stout and tall, her fingers long and small. She's a comely dame withal, she's a brisk young widow. A lover soon there came, a brisk young farmer, with his hat turned up around, seeking to gain her. My dear, for love of you, this wide world I'd go through. If you will but prove true, you shall wed a farmer. says she, I'm not for you, nor no such fellow. I'm for a lively lad with lands and riches. 'Tis not your hogs and yaws can maintain furbelows. My silk and satin clothes are all my glory. Oh, madam, don't be coy for all your glory, for fear of another day and another story. If the world on you should frown, your topknot must come down to a linsey-woolsey gown. Where is then your glory? At last there came that way a sooty collier. With his hat bent down around, he soon did gain her. Whereat the farmer swore, the widow's mace, I'm sure, I'll never court no more a brisk young widow.
Five popular and famous English folk song settings by Benjamin Britten. We heard them expertly performed by baritone Kevin McMillan and pianist John Greer. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. The last two groupings of English song on Macmillan's 1989 CD are works by Ralph Vaughan Williams, although I'm presenting them as an entire entity because that's how it feels to me on the CD. To pair off with the Britten folk song settings are three by Vaughan Williams that are equally as famous and popular. They are Rolling in the Dew, Searching for Lambs, and How Cold the Wind Doth Blow. To conclude the set, McMillan chose Ralph Vaughan Williams' Five Mystical Songs, a setting of poems by the 17th century poet George Herbert. The work was premiered at the Worcester Festival in 1911 and includes in its scoring a chamber ensemble, choir, and organ. So, Kevin McMillan's accompanists for the Vaughan Williams includes, beyond Kevin Greer's great piano playing, violinist Moshe Hammer in the folk song Searching for Lambs, and Norman Macbeth organ, a chamber ensemble, and the gentlemen and boys of the Cathedral Church of St. James Anglican, Toronto, conducted by Giles Bryant in the Five Mystical Songs.
Oh, where are you going to, my pretty fair maid? With your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair, I'm going a-milking, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Can I come with you, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair? Oh yes, you are welcome, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Then what is your father, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair? My father's a farmer, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Then what is your mother, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair? The wife of my father, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Then what is your fortune, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair? My face is my fortune, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Then I cannot marry you, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair. Oh, no one has asked you to, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. I I wish you good morning, my pretty fair maid, with your red rosy cheeks and your coal black hair. Thank you for going, kind sir, she answered me, for rolling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. As I went out one May morning betime, I met a maid from home had strayed, just as the sun did shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear, your journey to pursue? Your pretty little feet, they tread so sweet, strike off the morning dew. I'm going to feed my father's flock, his young and tender lambs that over hills and over dales lie waiting for their dams. Oh stay, you handsome maid, and rest a moment here. There is none but you alone that I do love so dear. How gloriously the sun doth shine, how pleasant is the air.